did you?
Come here, stupid mutt. Now you go down there and you get that gun. Go! Go! Sleep it down! Come back here! Come on!
Here, boy. Come on. Suit yourself.
Now, you know better than to bring that thing in here. You set it down on the counter.
Sorry.
Hey, Marty, what's new?
Not much, Doc. Just looking for a job.
Well, there's not much to do around here. You know, Sam does the sweeping up. Oh. Nothing else to do, really.
Well, wait a minute. Sam and Marty can go out and collect bottles from the neighbors, and we can take them down to the recycler. I'll take them down myself. We'll make a buck.
You've been saying that for months.
Oh, Sam and Marty can do it. I know it.
But, Doc, you know, I don't think Sam would want to.
I'd love to. Eight houses, three bottles.
I'm going to go on home. This is a bad idea.
Maybe there's some other job.
But there's no other job in this stupid place. This place is dead.
Well, why do you need to work so much?
Well, I want a bike. My dad says if I want it, I got to pay for it.
We'll figure something out.
No, we won't. I'm never getting a bike.
I hear Mrs. McAllister needs to see our work done.
Nah, you know, forget it. I'll see you later.
You want to do something tomorrow?
Nah, I gotta help my dad.
Maybe I'll come with you?
Nah, I'll just see you around.
Okay.
Because I'm all dirty and wet. Please, go home, boy. It's all wet. Come. It's gonna be okay. I slipped.
Uh-huh. Take it off. Oh, Marty, this is damp, honey. Now, what are you trying to do, follow your grandmother right to the grave? You know how fast pneumonia sets in.
I know, Ma. Listen, this is dog.
Honey, the shirt.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, Dad.
Whose dog is that?
My dog.
Up there, in front of the house.
Just followed me is all.
Yeah? Where'd it pick up with you?
Up in Shiloh, across the bridge.
On the road by the river?
Yeah.
I'll bet that's Judd Travis' new hunting dog.
Great.
Judd got a new hunting dog?
Yep.
Well, how come you don't treat it right? This dog.
Well, we don't know this dog.
How do you know it ain't been treated right?
Well, look at his eye. I mean, he's cut bad. It's just the way the dog acts. Scared to pee almost.
Would you watch your mouth, please?
Sorry.
Just because his eye is cut don't mean he's been hit.
Dad, you don't have to mark a dog to hurt him.
Just don't pay him any attention. He'd go away. Hey, Princess.
Carry me, Daddy.
Did you help Mama today?
Yeah.
Did she?
No.
Oh. Fibber.
Fibber.
Aw, poor little Shiloh dog looks so tired, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You gonna eat that meat? You gonna play with it?
Not hungry.
And don't be giving it that dog.
What's the doggy gonna eat them?
Nothing here, honey. Eat your food.
Great, he doesn't want it.
Eat your dinner, Marty.
But I don't feel like it, Dad.
You got a problem?
You know, I don't know how you can be so mean about that poor dog. He's hurt bad.
That poor dog's going back across the river when I get finished eating. If it is Judd's dog, his new one, probably doesn't have enough sense to get back by himself. So we put him in the truck. We drive him over. Okay?
No.
What's that?
I said yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I'll eat your food.
Dog. That's food for you.
Well, Marty, let's go.
You know, Dad, maybe we can keep the dog for
Marty,
just one
please.
More day.
Let's get in the truck.
The dog has ticks, though.
So? Judd will take him off.
What if he doesn't?
Well, it's his concern, not yours. It's not your dog. Now get in the truck.
You know, Judd cheats people. He He once got Mrs. Wall so frazzled that she gave him change for 20 instead of a 10.
Uh-huh.
Well, he also kills deer out of season, too, Dad. And you remember the buck he said he hit with his truck?
I know. I saw the buckshot.
How do you go about reporting someone who don't take care of his dog, right?
If this dog's been mistreated, he's only one out of 50,000 that is.
Yeah, but this one come to me to help him, Dad. I know that's why he was following me. I got hooked on him. I want to make sure he's treated right.
Marty, I want you to get this out of your head. I mean, if this is Judd Travers' dog, no mind ours how he treats it.
What if it was a child, though? If some kid was shaking like this poor dog was shaking him.
Marty, this here is a dog. It's not a child. It's not your dog. So why don't you quit going on about it? Here? Huh? Here?
I hear.
Hey, Ray, how you been?
Hey, Seth. You getting out?
No, I want to make sure he belongs to Judd first.
Nice day.
Yeah, it sure is. How's your mama?
Not so good. Thanks for asking.
What brings you out this way? You forget to deliver some bills?
No. It seems that my boy found this beagle. Thought it might be yours.
I thought I'd lost that chow hound.
Show him the dog, Marty.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Bring him on down, boy. Come on, Marty, don't take all day.
Where you been?
You kick him.
That dog needs more than a good kick. This is the third time in the last 3 months he's run off. And, man, he is fast.
Well, you got your dog, Judd. We'll keep an eye out if he ever runs off, Kim.
Well, if he does, I'll shoot him.
What happened to his eye?
I don't rightly know.
You better not hurt that dog or else.
Marty.
Or else what? Listen, kid. Whatever it takes to make him a good hunting dog and keep him from running off, that's what I'm going to do.
You treat that dog right, he might not run off.
Ray, these are working dogs. This is my livelihood. If I ain't got meat to sell to the butcher up in Sistersville, I ain't got nothing.
Well, I guess you know your business. Certainly your dog. My boy.
If you find him wandering around again, you best do the right thing and bring him back to me. All right?
I'll bring him back.
If he wanders off again, I'll whip the living daylights out of him. I guarantee you that.
You touch him.
Marty, let's get in the truck, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
A dog is a man's property, Marty. We do what we had to do.
I was thinking about that dog.
Well, the answer is no.
Yeah, I know, but...
No more talking about it. Now, what about that bike you were thinking of? You said you were looking for a job.
No, if I get a job, it's going to be to buy Shiloh from Judd.
Oh, that dog has a name now? Shiloh?
That's where I found him, up on the Shiloh Bridge.
Yeah, well, it's not your dog the name.
I don't care, Dad. I'm going to get that dog, and I'm not going to wait till I find him dead on the road.
How do you propose to feed this dog, son?
Find a way.
You know, when your grandma got sick, I had to remortgage this house. You know what that means?
Dad, I do my part around here. I take care of Becky and Daryl Lynn.
I understand, but the bank owns this house, and until we own it again, there'll be no dog. You understand?
And I hope if your mama were sick, you'd do the same thing. Take care of her.
Morning, Marge.
Morning.
Hello. Hi, Princess. Oh, I'm late. Well, can you help Mama, all right?
Bye, Dad.
Bye, honey.
Bye. What's up with you today?
I don't know. Just gonna look for a job, I guess.
Let me brush your hair, honey. You got that dog on your mind?
Thinking don't cost nothing.
I'd love a dog.
You know he's not going to budge on that, right?
Maybe you could say something, Mom.
Honey, there's nothing to say about it. It's not that he doesn't want a dog. He is very worried about money. I'm trying to get a job myself.
Yeah, but if you love something, you take care of it. It's like Grandma. It's not a toy. It's a living thing. Forget it. Dad will never change his mind. You'll never stand up to him.
Hey. Don't talk to me like that.
Sorry.
Now you want to buy a dog with a desert bike. How much do you think he'd cost?
Jeez, I don't know. Probably $20 or $30.
You're not going to make that from bottles.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I know how much you love that dog. I once found a stray cat. Mangiest thing you ever saw. Grandpa said no way, but Grandma said I could keep it. On account my parents had just died. And anyway, love that cat so much. I called her Blackie because she was black.
What happened to her?
She got run over and killed. We buried her in the garden. Grandpa cleaned up the street.
Man. Hey, what are you doing with those bugs?
Letting them go. I deserve to be locked up. Well, I gotta get going. Where are you headed?
Mrs. McAllister's. See if she'll hire me some yard work.
Now, make sure you make it secure.
Yes, ma'am.
Doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I had it backwards.
Will you be careful? I don't want to fall now. Is it straight now?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, that's a very good job, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, boy.
How come you ain't out hunting?
I got work to do. Go hunt Friday, if possible.
Are the dogs?
Good.
Yeah, but they're all chained.
Yeah. I'm training that beagle you found.
Where is he?
In the cage alone till he learns how to behave.
Can he come out?
No, I'm training him.
Yeah, but that ain't right, locking him up like that.
Well, I feed him enough so he don't starve.
That still ain't no way to keep a dog from running off.
Yeah? Well, what do you know about it?
Oh, I figure a dog is the same as a kid. You don't treat a kid right, he'll run off first chance he gets too.
Well, you know, if that was true, I would run off when I was 4. Far back as I can remember, Pa took a belt to me. Had welts on my back so big and raw I could hardly put my shirt on. I didn't run off. Didn't have no place to go. I turned out, didn't I?
Turned out how?
You trying to get smart with me, boy?
No, I was just asking how you turned out. Somebody who was beat since they was 4. I'd feel real sorry is what I feel.
Well, don't go wasting your sorry on me. Ain't nobody ever felt sorry for me. And I never felt sorry for nobody. Sorry is something I can do without.
What's his name?
He ain't got a name. I don't name any of my dogs. Dogs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I call them. When I want them, I whistle. When I don't, I give them a kick. Get, out, scram, idiot. That's their names.
His name's Shiloh.
What do you want?
I'm going to be working this summer. Saving up to buy a dog, and I was thinking you might want to sell me Shiloh.
Fat chance. That dog's going to be the best hunting dog I got.
But I'd pay you real good. What'd he cost?
I got him cheap. $35. But after I'm through training him, I wouldn't get rid of him.
You wouldn't sell him for any amount?
Well, everything has a price. But there ain't no way you'll ever have enough to buy him.
Marty, what are you doing?
Oh, your grandpa paid me $2 to sweep up the porch.
How much is that so far?
$7. But I'm wondering if Judd will sell me Shiloh even if I had $100. He's got so much spite in him. If Shiloh steps out of line once, he's going to shoot him dead.
How'd Judd get so mean?
My dad says when they were kids, Judd stayed up so mean that nobody ever wanted to go near their house.
Sounds as mean as Judd.
Yeah, or worse.
Well, maybe you could find a real stray. Then you wouldn't have to pay for him.
But, Sam, that's not the point. Shiloh needs me. I never had anybody need me before.
What about me?
Don't be gross. I wonder what he's doing right now.
Oh, oh. Get him, boy. Get him, boy. Go, get him. Go, boy. Go. Go. Get on back here, boy. Come on.
You know, Louise, Marty should be spending time with friends. I saw Mr. Howard over at Sistaville the other day, and I think Marty and David ought to spend time together.
Sure. I'll call Celia about it.
Have to stay here tonight, Shiloh. Yeah, well, I guess I'll get some stuff to clean this up. You know, Judd Travers, he isn't gonna hurt you again. This will be your house until I figure out what to do next. Okay, be still, be still. I'm gonna pull it out. Stay, Shiloh. Stay. Good boy.
Whoa, what's the hurry, son?
Just getting the 22.
What for?
She was in Cairns.
Oh, isn't it a little late for that? Why don't you call David, Howard? You two can get together tomorrow.
I don't know, Dad. I mean, I have a lot of stuff to do around here.
Why don't we make some hot chocolate and watch some TV? There's a good mystery on.
Dad, I was just about to put the cans up.
Yeah, but can't that wait?
Okay.
Oh, good. Where are you going?
To the bathroom.
This is the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah?
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't be long.
Okay.
This will be a good boy.
Hey, Mom.
Bye.
Here goes. Let's go. That's more food for you.
Marty!
Hey, Sam. Here I am.
Is that the Trevor's dog?
Yeah. But look, Sam, you can't tell anyone, okay?
Okay. Come on, boy. Let's go down to the creek and get some water.
His name's Shiloh.
What do your folks have to say about Shiloh?
Nothing.
You mean they don't know?
No.
Wow. This is like a real big secret.
Yeah, well, Sam, I hope it stays that way so I can figure things out. You know, I gotta fix up that shed.
Can I help?
Sure. Hardly ever. Sometimes Dara, Lynn, and Beck come down and watch me shoot at cans.
What they telling you?
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't mean to. It'd just sort of slip out. I don't know. I mean, I hate lying, but I promise Shiloh. Besides, he'll be in the shed if anybody else is home.
What if Jed Trevor comes looking for him?
Well, I have $10 so far. If I keep working, eventually I'll have enough to where judges can't turn me down.
What if Jed finds out you have Shiloh before you have the money?
I don't know. I just can't give Jed the chance to hurt him again.
Oh, Marty, you just might be the best boy I know.
Sam, why'd you do that?
Oh, morning, Jed. How you doing?
Just fine, Ms. Wallace. Morning, Doc.
Morning.
I was looking for one of my dogs, wondering if you might have seen it.
The other night I saw a stray mutt.
No, this here's a beagle, purebred. He's about a year old. A little banged up. He got himself into a dog fight.
Well, maybe you're better off without him.
No, he could be a real fine hunting dog. How about you? You seen my dog?
No.
Well, maybe you could put a sign in your window for me?
Yeah, I guess we could do that, sure. Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you find them.
I'm not putting up any signs.
Okay, Mom. Okay.
Hey, Mom, do you mind if I take some of these biscuits for Mr. Youngs later?
No, not at all. You know you got a funny appetite these days, saving everything for later.
Hey, everyone.
Hey there. What's your hurry?
Just thought I'd run. See how fast I could get here. Oh. Marty, you want to go down to the creek?
Sure.
Can you come too?
We've got that appointment at Sue's, honey, remember?
Okay, see you later, Mom.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya.
I knew they'd be friends.
Bet they're kissing up there.
Oh, stop.
Dad Travers came to the store asking about Shiloh.
What did he say?
Said he's valuable and he wants him back.
What did you say?
Nothing, except I haven't seen him.
Well, Mrs. Young's going to pay me $5 to pay the fence. I'll have 15. I think I'm going to need about $50.
Probably.
Well, I buy the base, and then I custom blend the colors. And I have other ones as well. I can sell them to you for $170 a bottle.
$170? Well, let me think about it. You know, the ladies are real happy with Sheffields.
Yes, but they cost you over $2 a bottle.
Well, let me check it out. I'll give you a call. And if Joan really marries that guy...
You've got the manicurist job. Wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm just going to leave a sample.
Sure.
You don't mind?
Be nice.
Hi there. Excuse me. I just want to leave you a treat here.
Thank you.
Girls, let's go. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm great. Thanks, Sue.
Bye-bye, hon. I'm going to do something with that hair.
Oh, Marty. You've done a marvelous job.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Oh, here. Thank you very much. If you could recommend me to a friend, I'd be very grateful.
I'll make appointment.
Thank you. I made $5 getting rid of some old cans for Duck Wallace and $5 for painting Mrs. Young's fence, so I've saved up $20 so far.
That's terrific.
Will you buy us something?
Darling, that's Marty's money, honey.
What are you going to spend it on?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to save it for a while.
Ray, you know what I've been thinking about? A dog.
Oh, Louise, please, not you two. I know how badly Marty wants a dog. I was a boy once. But a dog's not a one-purchase thing. There's shots and vets and toys and food.
Ray, I know that. But when I start selling the nail polish, we're going to have extra money.
Well, we'll talk about it later. There's still going to be no.
Well, I beg your pardon. But this is a family, and I think we should all have a say.
Well, you all can say whatever you like. I say no dog, no way.
Can I be excused?
Well, you got something to do?
No, not really. I just want to walk around.
Marty, you know... I think you should spend time with a friend.
Well, Sam is a friend.
Sam is a girl that's here as a boy, and I want him to have a pal. I don't want him to be lonely. And you got to make a plan for every day for the rest of summer.
Why in the world are you being so tough on him?
He's a big help to me around here, Ray. He worked at Mrs. Young's today. He was picking up cans. This boy's doing fine.
I've said my piece. You know where I stand.
I think I'm going to go up in hell and practice my aim.
Why don't you go on up with him?
Oh, no, I got the news in 5 minutes. I wonder who that is. Evening, Judd.
Evening.
What can I do for you?
Judd, have you had dinner? I can heat something up for you real quick.
Well, I ain't looking for a meal, Mrs. Preston. I'm looking for a dog.
Oh.
Well, that new dog of yours run off again? I haven't seen him, Mama, robbed.
I swear, if I find him this time, I'm going to break his legs.
Oh, come on, Judd. You know, a dog with 4 broke legs ain't no dog at all.
How about you, boy? I bet you seen him.
Your dog? Around this house? No, I haven't seen any dog around this house the whole day.
Yeah, you must have seen him. He sure seems to like to follow you around. Maybe he's here and you just don't know it.
Oh, hey, Judd, I mean, I would have seen him.
Here, dog!
Marty, when you went to recycling on the way there or back, did you see him?
No, I mean, I saw the Baker Shepherd that gets loose once in a while, but I haven't seen any beagles on the road.
Well, you keep a sharp eye out. If you see him, don't get any ideas. Just throw a rope around him and drag him on over. You hear?
You hear what he said, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Hey, you know, wouldn't the sheriff get on you if you hurt that dog?
Now, the law ain't never told me what I can't do with my dogs. And they're not going to start now. It's just like the Bible says. Animals were put here for us. They ain't got no other purpose or feelings. Y'all have a nice evening.
Shiloh, someday you're not going to be a secret.
Yeah.
Even if I have to run away with you, Judd's not getting it back. And you know, really, you know, my folks are nice. They just said we can't afford a dog right now. Well, I got to get home and go to sleep. You got to stay here like a good boy. Don't run off again. I know. Stay.
Hi, Dad.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
What are you guys doing?
Quit it.
You're no fun.
Quit it.
Well, I'm going to the creek. Tell Mom I'll be back in a couple minutes.
I want to go, too.
I'm looking to find me a snake stick. It's got to have a long handle and a good, strong fork at the end, though.
Why?
Well, because that was the biggest, meanest snake I ever saw.
Ooh. What snake?
Oh, the snake I saw up on the hill yesterday. Must have been 5 feet long.
Just looking for a leg to wrap its stuff around.
Kill it! Get your gun and blow its head off!
You've been watching too much stuff on TV.
Let's get in the house.
Shiloh, come on.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Oh. Yes, 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 I got the food.
I know you're still hungry.
So am I. That was half my breakfast.
Yeah. Well, we'll play later on. Come on. Go back and chill. Let's go. Good boy.
How you doing, Marty?
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. Doc, I was wondering if you could sell me some old cheese or lunch meat that I could buy for 50 cents.
I don't want your money, no. I'll try to find somebody, but it's not too bad. I don't want your family to get sick.
Oh, no, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah, they all have strong stomachs.
What are you selling in that old food?
Not old.
Now, don't you keep that cheese more than a couple days.
Thank you.
And tell your mama, if she's a little behind on her bills, she's got an open account at this store.
Oh, no, ma'am. See, it's not like that.
No, you don't have to explain a thing, son.
Grandma, you're embarrassing him.
Please, Mrs. Wallace, don't say anything to my mother about this, okay? Thanks.
You want me to walk home with you?
No. You got to finish your work here first.
Sam, I got stuff to do at home already.
Okay.
I'll just see you around.
Bye.
Now, how could you do that?
Do what?
Well, just because the Prestons are hurting. There's no reason to sell him spoiled food.
Okay, Ma. Okay.
I think they're okay.
No, darling. It's all over town. That boy's been asking for food and a job all summer. I'm afraid the Prestons really are hurting.
You know, honey, I don't understand it. Mrs. Roper makes that turkey. She gives it to us. Why?
What do you mean, why? You do a good job for her.
Oh, I know, but what about the tuna sandwich in Mrs. Klinger's mailbox and that half cherry pie and saunas? You know, it used to be that Mrs. Ellison would leave me some banana bread, but do I look thin or something? Huh?
Well, maybe you're just the best mail carrier they ever had on that route. Do you ever think of that?
You think so? Really?
Here you go. Cool and fresh. This is to keep the raccoons out. One last bite. Come on. Come on. Let's go. $20 so far. Judd says he won't sell you, but I'm sure when I stick $50 in his face, he'll sell. Well, I gotta go on home, so be a good boy and stay right here, okay?
Lines on my face. Tell me the truth now.
I don't see any.
No. You don't see any lines right here? Right here by my chin?
All I see is a pretty face.
Why, thank you. Give me a kiss.
I think I'm going to have some of that squash later, Mom.
Okay. Finish up for me, will you, Pop?
Okay.
Finish up on the girls.
All right.
Okay. Sure. What?
I'll fix that, Mommy.
Yeah, I'll throw one for you. Okay. I'm going to watch from here. You guys, you go ahead. Yeah, can you throw one in? Here, I'll toss you one. How long have you had this dog up here?
A few days, I guess.
You've had Judd's dog up here a few days and you told him you didn't know where it was?
I didn't say I didn't know. I just said I hadn't seen him in our yard or on the roads. Will you help me find a way to keep him?
We have to tell Dad.
No, we don't. Not yet.
Honey, I'm not used to keeping secrets from your dad.
Please don't tell him.
Marty, I've got to. If he ever finds out about this dog and he knows I knew and didn't tell him, how is he going to trust me?
It'll make me give him back to Judd, Mom. You know he will.
But what else can we do?
If Judd Shriver's ever comes to this house for this dog, he's going to have to fight me to get him.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, Mom, just promise me one night you won't tell Dad so I can figure things out.
You're not fixing to run off with this dog, are you? Look at me. Marty, don't you ever run away from a problem. Now, I can't promise not to tell your dad tonight if you can't promise not to run off.
I won't run off.
Then I won't tell him tonight.
Or in the morning either. I gotta have at least one day to think. His name's Shiloh.
Hey, Shiloh. Hello, little puppy. Hey, Shiloh.
Take the gunny sacks on the porch. Put them on the floor of the truck.
No, Dad, don't take him back to church. It'll take one look at him and shoot
him. Get those gunny sacks in the truck, like I said. Honey, get the keys to the truck.
Dog.
Here. Is he alive, honey?
Yeah, barely.
so sorry. It's all my fault.
Dr. Lewis!
Doc, what's up? We got a dog here, hurt real bad.
He sure is bleeding. All right, the first thing we have to do is make sure he doesn't get infected, all right? Hold that for me, sweetheart. How'd this happen?
Marty?
Big old Shepherd might got him.
All right, I promise you he'll feel better. He won't feel anything. Here we go. Easy, easy, easy. Thank you. All right, whose dog is he?
He's Judge Rapp's.
Where'd you find him?
I had him.
You what?
I had him.
Uh-oh, is right.
Judd doesn't deserve this dog. Marty treats him pretty good.
Yeah, well, now he's going to die because of me.
Children, I think we should go in the other room.
No, I'm going to stay here with Shiloh.
A bad job of Sona, if I say so myself. Tell you something. This guy's a fighter.
Is he gonna be okay, Doc?
Well, you come by tomorrow morning. We'll check, see how he's doing.
What do we owe you?
I would say right now you owe me one of your wife's cherry pies.
No, I'm serious, sir. My boy's gonna pay for your time.
Yeah, I will, Doc. I promise.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, boy.
Is he going to be all right?
I hope so.
Can't thank you enough, Doc. Come on, Marty.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Marty, anytime.
Marty loves that dog so much. I just wish Ray could talk some sense to Judd. After all, they were boys together.
Nobody's going to talk any sense to Joe.
What else don't I know?
What?
You hide the Judd's dog, never letting on. What else are you keeping from me?
Nothing, Dad.
Well, how do I know that's not another lie?
Because it's not.
Oh, yeah, well, you're saying so, don't make it true, not now. That's a problem with lying.
What should I have done, Dad? Let that poor little dog wander around so Judd could find him and beat the living daylights out of him again? Is that what you wanted me to do?
I want you to do what's right.
Well, what's right?
You got to go by the law. Law says man pays money for a dog, owns that dog. You don't like that law, you work to change it.
But what if there isn't time? Shiloh could be dead because of the way Judd treats him.
Well, you think Judd Travers is the only person hard-hearted toward animals around here? You open your eyes to yourself, boy. How many times you walked down a road, you seen a hungry, chained-up animal in a yard? How many times you put your mind to how unhappy that dog is? Now, suddenly, you're face to face with an animal that pulls at your heart. And all at once, you've got to change things.
It's got to be your first time.
Oh, you're right about that, boy. It's the first time you ever lied to me.
Dad, look, I know you don't understand, but if Shiloh's okay, I got to keep him.
Oh, Marty, you're a puppy. You don't got to do anything.
But I promised Shiloh I wouldn't give him back to Judd, and I'm going to stick to my promise.
We're going to Judd Travers tomorrow, and we're going to tell him the truth.
But I've saved up some money, Dad, and it's my money, and if I can make a deal with Judd, then you're not going to stop me.
You know, if you keep this up, there'll be trouble. What if Judd Travers finds out? What then?
Well, if Doc Wallace doesn't say anything, nobody will know. And if I can make a fence high enough to where the baker's shepherd can't get in. Please. Fine. Just tell Shiloh's better than you. Know how Judge treats things that don't work, right? Take one look at Shiloh and shoot him.
We gotta at least get him better, Dad. I mean, I'll pay Doc's bills. I promise you that. You can have my money for the next 3 years. I'll deliver the county paper. Please.
We'll keep him till he's well, but that's it. And then we take him back to Judd Travers.
Ray, I told you, I just found out.
You can keep sick.
Well, just till tomorrow.
Every day people try to give us food. Now, treat me like I can't feed my own family. And Judd mentioned that dog that he liked. He liked right there.
He loves the dog.
Now he's got you on his side.
Oh, Ray, he's our son.
I know.
Marty, you want some breakfast?
No, thanks. I think I'm just going to head over to the Wallace's.
Well, here's a sandwich, honey, if you want it for later.
Hey, Doc.
I gotta take the bandages off in a couple of days.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Doc, you saved up some money, but it's only $20.
I don't want your money.
Please, Doc, take the money.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you $20 worth of dog food. What's wrong?
I gotta give him back to Judd. And when Judd sees that he's all hurt, he's gonna shoot him.
Really love that dog, Dad. Well, then you're gonna have to find a way to keep him.
Doc, you don't know what I've been through.
You feel like the whole world's against you, don't you? See that picture up there? That's Sam's parents. That's Eddie the father, Clara the mother, and that little itty-bitty thing. That's Sam.
Never saw a picture of them before.
Clara was my princess. We were babysitting Sam the night of the accident. And I'll never forget social services. Oh, yes. They jumped all over us. Oh, they said we were too old to raise a child and we didn't have financial stability, which I thought it was a joke because I've been practicing medicine for 40 years.
Yeah, but you were able to keep her, though.
Yeah, after a hell of a fight. It was the love of Sam that gave us our strength. We would have sacrificed anything to keep. You see, sometimes the greatest test of love is how much you're willing to fight for it. You think about that. This dog is going to need a lot of love. Go get him.
fight. I love you.
I think this will do just fine. Let's put them over here. Okay. Okay, nice and gentle. That's it. There you go. Nice and gentle. Now, girls, when you pet him, be very careful of his leg. Just, okay.
I'm going to sleep on the couch now. Keep an eye on it.
He's licking my hair.
Ray.
Yeah?
Will you just come over and pet this dog?
Why? I don't see any good getting a tested dog. We got to get back. I think so. Besides, with Doc's bills.
I already settled that with Doc.
Oh, now, don't go guessing another man's business. Doc has every right to charge us full rate.
You know he's not gonna.
Watch what Shiloh does when I put the sock under his face.
Let me try it now.
Girls, run upstairs.
Ray Preston, Mrs. Young told me you got my dog.
He's right there, Judd. He's hurt, and we've been taking care of him.
Well, I'll be danged. I just can't believe it. Somebody knows my dog is missing. Takes him in, and don't tell me about it.
Well, nobody wants to hear that his dog's been hurt. We want to make sure that he pulled through. Marty, tell Judd how the dog come to be here.
The dog come here twice because you've been mistreating it. And so the second time he came over, I hid him in the shed in the woods, and Dad didn't know. And one night, the Baker Shepherd got loose and fought Shiloh and hurt him.
Fought who?
Shiloh, that's what I've been calling him. Shiloh got hurt really, really bad, and it was my fault because I didn't make sure the shed was safe enough. We took him to Doc Wallace's, and he patched him up.
Boy, put the dog down.
Look what you've done to my dog. I never mistreated my dogs. I sure never caused no injury like this one. And it never would have happened if you brought him back like I told you to.
Judd, Marty was wrong to hide the dog, and he's the one that's going to pay Doc Wallace. And as the dog is strong, we'll drive him over to you. Let us keep him till then, in case he needs more care.
Excuse me, Judd. Marty's gotten awful attached to that dog, and, well, we'd like to know how much you want for him.
This dog's not for sale. I paid good money to get me a hunting dog, and this is one of the best I've ever had. Now, if you want to take him and feed him until he gets better, that's okay. It's you that got him all tore up, and it's you that's going to pay the bill. But I want him back by Sunday.
You'll have him back by Sunday.
I don't believe you allowed this to happen.
I'm not giving him back.
What are you going to do?
First thing in the morning, I'm going to go off, talk to Judge Travers, and settle this once and for all.
Look, Judd, I love this dog very much, and I'm not giving him back. I've saved up some money, and... Oh, yeah? Well, go ahead and try it. You can beat me, and you can punch me and kick me, but I'm not going to give up that dog.
What do you think you're doing? Boy, you could get shot sneaking up on somebody like that.
I was on my way over to see you.
Boy, you caused me to miss my shot. Hey, sounds like today may not be a total loss.
Rabbiting in season.
Well, what are you, the game warden?
There's a $200 fine for killing a rabbit out of season.
Yeah. Well, I didn't kill no rabbit now, did I?
Like this. You set this trap?
Boy, are you trying to stir up trouble? Don't you know that I can put you in your place real quick?
What are you gonna do? Shoot me? Like that dog I found up here 6 months back with a bullet in its head? I know whose bullet that was, Judd. I told Dad. And if my folks find me up here with a bullet in my head, they're gonna know whose it is, too.
Aw, oh, come on, Marty. Send it down. Hell, I got lots of game up here. Hell, I'll let you keep that rabbit. And don't tell me your mama wouldn't like that.
I don't want the rabbit. I want Shiloh. I want you to set that rabbit free.
Well, you come up here to set me up, didn't you?
I came up here because it's Sunday, the day you told me to bring your dog back. I wanted you to know that you had to fight me first to get him back. I'm telling you I mean to keep that dog, and if you expect me to keep my mouth shut, you'll make the trade.
Now let me get something straight. You're telling me that if I let you have my dog, he gonna keep your mouth shut? Then you gotta do more than keep your mouth shut. You got to promise not to come up here spying on me shooting.
I ain't going to spy. But you know it's wrong, and I am going to tell the warden to watch the stores for illegal game.
Well, ain't you something. Wait a minute. I paid $35 for that dog. I want $40 for it.
I'm working really hard now. I'll get the money to you somehow. By and by.
Yeah, well, I don't want any money by and by. I want something right now. You're going to have to work to pay for it.
You got a bargain.
Yeah? You got to work for me 4 hours a day, 5 days in a row.
I'll do it.
And you keep your mouth shut.
I will. How do you get her out of this?
Boy, if you ain't a mess. Here, look now.
So when are you going to clear all these traps?
I'm not. That's going to be part of your job. You can start by picking that one up and bringing it around right now. I want that wood split and stacked. I want the weeds cut. Whatever I think of to be done... That's what you do. No, put it over there. Hang it on the nail. And I want you here starting tomorrow.
I'll be here. But I want it in writing that, you know, after I do 20 hours of work for you, Shiloh belongs to me.
In writing. You stay right there. Put whatever you want on the back. My hands are dirty. It's my hunting calendar.
beagle.
Sign it.
Ever tell anybody about that rabbit or them traps, you're gonna be one sorry boy.
You got my word.
Well, where are you going?
Just went to see Judd Travers. I'm buying Shiloh.
Judd said he wasn't selling his dog.
He wasn't, but I talked him into it. He needs help around his place. He said if I work for 20 hours, that'll be worth the $40 that he wants for Shiloh.
I don't believe it.
Shiloh was your dog?
Well, not yet, but he will be.
That's wonderful, honey. Ray?
Judd said very definitely he wasn't selling this dog. What went on between the two of you?
I told him I wasn't going to give Shiloh back, is all.
You actually said that, Judd Travers?
Only thing I hadn't tried.
Well, I think it must be because Shiloh's hurt. He thinks he's getting rid of a lame dog.
That's what I figured.
Well, puppy? What, are you a new member of the household?
I have brought in 10 traps. That's all I could find.
That's all they were. Any catches?
No, they were all empty.
You see that patch of land over there? I want you to clean this mess up. And then I want you to work the ground. Because I mean to plant some corn on it. Well, what are you waiting for? Get to work. Stuff from there to there.
What?
Don't question me. After you're through with the garbage, before you do the garbage, get that couch in the house and bring me a beer.
Don't touch it, honey. Then I can't read it.
I'm not sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 100 degrees. I don't think you should go tomorrow, Ray. I think you should stay right in bed.
I'm going, Mom. I've got to stick to my promise. For Shiloh.
All right, but tell Judd to take it easy. I'll work inside the house, okay?
Okay.
Well, here we go. I'm telling you.
Boy?
Yeah.
See that big piece of wood?
Yeah.
I want you to roll it over there. Take this wedge. Drive it in it. Then you hit that wedge with this sledgehammer. And you get it in pieces small enough to fit into my stove.
Got that?
You are doing a lot of work tonight.
Shiloh, something.
You don't think you're going to get my dog just because you got some handwriting on a piece of paper, do you? Why, that paper ain't worth nothing except to blow your nose on. It ain't got a witness.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't know what's legal and what's not, do you? You show a judge a piece of paper without a witness signature on it, he'll laugh you right out of the courthouse. You got to have somebody sign it that says they saw you strike a bargain. Ain't nobody here except my dogs. What are you, boy? Some kind of fool? What are you breaking your back for?
I want that dog.
There he is. Just want to check his leg. That's healing up pretty well.
Yes. Hey, Dad, what's a witness?
Someone who sees something happen and swears it's true.
If you make a bargain, you have to have a witness?
Yeah, if you want it right and legal, you do, I guess. Why? What are you thinking of?
I was just thinking about selling things. You know, land and stuff.
Well, you're not thinking of selling my land to buy Shiloh, are you?
No.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Let's have a look here.
I'm all right.
Does it feel good to be in your room?
Yep. Hey, what about Sue? Did you get the job?
Yep, we got the job. And you are my first customer.
So all I can do is stick to my side of the deal and see what happens.
You should tell your folks.
No, this is between Judd and me. I don't want Judd mad at having a winner and a loser and bad feelings. I don't want to have to worry about Shiloh running through the woods when I'm at school. I'm the only one who can spare this off for Judd, and I'm going to finish the job. What do you think?
Paint again. Paint it again. Well, that's about it. Kind of tired.
You couldn't have worked me harder.
You done everything I asked, too.
I'll take good care of Shiloh.
You ain't keeping him.
But
I told you. Deal's off.
But we made a bargain, Judd. You can't go back on it now.
Oh. What time you want me to come around and pick up my dog?
You come to get Shiloh, you better bring the sheriff.
Get on home, boy. Get on home. Get home. Go. Get. Scram. Get.
Keep away.
You picked up no stick to me, boy. Go.
You're never getting Shiloh back.
Living daylight, I'm gonna break.
break his leg.
There ain't no way you'll ever have enough to buy. What are you? Some kind of fool?
Where are you folks, boy?
Dad's on his way back.
Yeah, well, you got something belongs to me.
No, I don't, Judd. I worked hard for this dog, and I ain't giving him up.
I want my dog back.
Get off my property.
I want you to take this leash and put it around his neck.
No. Go on, Shiloh.
What are you doing? Keep away from me. Just keep away from me. Ready? You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Better control your boy, Ray. You get out of here, Judd! Dog is my property, Ray.
We had a deal, Judd, and you know it. I mean, maybe it won't make legal sense, but you and I will always know that we made a bargain and that you lied to me.
Well, that makes us even, don't it?
Why don't you and me go somewhere and discuss this man to man?
I'm through with discussing, Ray. That dog is mine.
No, Judd, you can't take Shiloh.
Judd, you take Shiloh now, and you have forever made an enemy of me.
Don't mess with me, Ray. I'm in the right here, and you know it.
Dad, he's gonna kill Shiloh.
You stay here.
Wait, Judd, wait. All I had was your word. Ain't that worth something to you?
You will turn and see a friend in the end that
is all some people ask for when their lives are lonely and sad. Sometimes when a tear falls unseen and you think nobody cares, no one's there who will hear all that we ask for when our hearts are lonely and sad. Are there angels standing by, sending help away? Angels in disguise who can feel what we don't know how to say? Are there rolls away, there's a glimpse of something bright in the night, and it's more than you had asked for when your heart was lost and all alone. Are there angels standing by, sending hope? Are there